Enduring Love by Ian McEwan. Read by David Threlfall. Chapter 1. The beginning is simple to mark. We were in sunlight under a turkey oak, partly protected from a strong gusty wind. I was kneeling on the grass with a corkscrew in my hand, and Clarissa was passing me the bottle, a 1987 Doma Gassac. This was the moment. This was the pinprick on the time map. I was stretching out my hand, and as the cool neck and the black foil touched my palm, we heard a man's shout. We turned to look across the field and saw the danger. Next thing, I was running towards it. The transformation was absolute. I don't recall dropping the corkscrew or getting to my feet, or making a decision or hearing the caution Clarissa called after me. What idiocy to be racing into this story in its labyrinths, sprinting away from our happiness among the fresh spring grasses by the oak. There was the shout again, and a child's cry, enfeebled by the wind that roared in the tall trees along the hedgerows. I ran faster, and there, suddenly, from different points around the field, four other men were converging on the scene, running like me. I see us from 300 feet up, through the eyes of the buzzard we had watched earlier, soaring, circling, and dipping in the tumult of currents. Five men running silently towards the centre of a 100-acre field. I approach from the southeast with the wind at my back. About 200 yards to my left, two men ran side by side. They were farm labourers who had been repairing the fence along the field's southern edge where it skirts the road. The same distance beyond them was the motorist, John Logan.